There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Glad you joined us. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Today on the show, of course, hour number two, Unscripted with Crack Man Bill Krakenberger. We'll hear from Will Hill, the host of the New York City Cast podcast, wherever podcasts are distributed. We'll talk not only Major League Baseball with him, NBA, also NFL Draft. We look forward to that. I have added, Jeff, good morning to you, by the way, first
good
of
morning.
All. Good morning. I have added NFL Draft plays, props, bets, I should say. So I'm now, what am I, up to nine now, different prop bets. Every day I scour. Every day I seem to add in a draft where I have proclaimed many times, oh, I don't know if I'm going to win this. But in the end, I'm like, the best allocation of money, the best outlay of money I could have betting-wise is on the draft. I'm convinced of it. And so we'll get to those that I added coming up.
You're officially on two graphics now.
Yes. Two-graphic draft. Maybe it'll get to three. We'll see. By game time, still a week away. Does it feel like the draft is here in Vegas?
No.
Not at all.
No. Well, let me rephrase that, Gil. For you, because of where you live,
yeah,
I'm sure you are feeling the impacts of it.
Not yet.
No?
I'm a little worried about getting back home after, you know, Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday might be a little bit rough for you.
And that impending argument with the people who won't let me get back home. No, you don't understand. I live here. I got to get back here. No, I'm sorry, sir. You can't possibly live here. No, I do. We'll get to that. But I'm not going to worry about it. We can advance. You have not had any draft bets
still
yet?
Still nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We are a week away. And it still feels like this is the hardest draft to figure out that we have had in a very long time. And, Gil, I got to ask you this question because I had this thought the other day, and I'm sure this will be master of the obvious question here. But this has to do with the fact that the quarterbacks are not good in this draft, correct?
Part,
or at least not deemed to be high-end quality prospects as opposed to the last few years.
It's the fact that eight teams have two picks. I think eight teams having two picks is the most precarious. And the fact that we have people like Deebo Samuel, right, who very close to the draft are disgruntled and are alerting the league of their disgruntlement and might force some kind of trade to a team, let's say, that we already have earmarked for drafting a wide receiver. So there's all kinds of little things. But the eight teams having two picks is maybe the most problematic because even if they don't trade, first of all, it could be a flurry of trades. Or if they have like picks 4 and 10, say, for instance, like your Jets, I don't know what they're doing with 4. I don't know what they're going to do with 10. Maybe they're strategizing. Well, if we do this at 4, we can still do this at 10. So there's a lot of that, right? But you try to make the bets where you think you know. We'll get to that coming up on the NFL draft. But first, basketball last night. Whew. Game 2, Celtics and the Nets. What a ball game. Once again, after the Jason Tatum buzzer beater that won Game 1 for the Celtics, Celtics get it done, 114-107 to take a 2-0 lead in their best-of-seven first-round series. 2 seed, 7 seed on paper. Once again, the best first-round series in the history of the NBA. So far, it has lived up to the hype. And last night, the Celtics rallied from a 17-point deficit to get it done. We were here. I had a first-half in-game bet on the Celtics at plus 12. Somehow that got home, just completely lucky. But the fact that the Celtics were only down 10 at the half, That closing sequence of the first half might have been the difference that knocked it down from 17 to 10. Because that was the flurry they needed then. And for them to only have been down, the Celtics, 10 points at halftime, that should have been looked at, and I'm sure they did look at it, as a real positive the way they had played. The Nets shot 61% in the first half. Second half, yeah, not so much. 31% from the field, the Nets in the second half. Kyrie Irving, who was booed even more mercilessly in game two. What do you know? Oh, so many gamblers out there booing him. Kidding. He finished 4 of 13. 7 Celtics finished in double figures. Peyton Pritchard, my goodness, scored 10 in 16 minutes. KD, just 4 of 17 from the field, alongside 6 turnovers. By the way, he was 0 of 10 from the field in the second half. 0 for 10, the great Kevin Durant in the second half, with a suffocating Celtics defense. Kenny Smith did a great job breaking this down on Inside last night. The way that the Celtics played team defense, every time KD tried to get himself a shot, there was a second player that was bothering him, coming off another player. It's the first time in KD's career he's taken at least 10 field goal attempts in the second half and made 0 of them. KD, by the way, for the series now, 13 for 39 with 12 turnovers in 2 games. And I think it does bear saying he's played 39 minutes per game for 5 weeks, fresh off of an MCL sprain. He is a human being after all. 39 minutes a game after an MCL sprain. Maybe this is just what we ought to have expected. I know it's only 2 games in this series. But 13 for 39 for KD. And here's the biggest stat of the whole game to me. As much as the 0 for 10 is amazing on Kevin Durant's career, sort of as a anomaly in his career. From the 11-minute, 38-second mark of the fourth quarter to the 1-minute and 53 mark left in the game. So we're talking about a span of 9 minutes and 45 seconds. 9 minutes and 45 seconds. Almost the entire fourth quarter. The Brooklyn Nets scored a grand total of, in those 9 minutes and 45 seconds, 4 points. The Brooklyn Nets, led by Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, scored 4 points in the fourth quarter of a 9-minute and 45-second stretch of the fourth quarter of an NBA playoff game. By the way, that was a 23-4 run for the Celtics during that span. The Celtics, who took their first lead of the game with 7:48 left on a jumper by Pritchard and never gave it back. Now, I asked this openly last night, Jeff, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'll just ask it. Maybe somebody has this. How many 9-minute and 45 stretches by any team in any NBA game this season do you think resulted in that team scoring 4 points or fewer? I'm going to guess you can count it on one hand.
I'll go a little bit more than that, but I don't know. I would imagine the numbers, for good teams especially, that number is very limited.
For a team with KD and Kyrie, for, I can promise you zero before last night, for sure. 2-0 Celtics. Obviously, the series now goes back to Brooklyn, so the Celtics, by another definition, did what they were supposed to do right on the home court. You still think this series is long?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And by definition of long, that it goes back to Brooklyn for the second time, Gil.
That it will get to a game 6.
That it will get to 6. I'm not sure if it's going further than 6, but I do think they will make a return trip to Brooklyn for game 6. But, Gil, it is this defense that Boston has put together, which we knew was obviously really good. They showed it the last 50 games of the regular season after their slow start. You have to wonder, too, just coaching-wise here. Ime Udoka's in his first go-around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on record of saying I don't think Steve Nash does anything as a coach.
No, the only thing he does is foul when he's up 3 late.
Right. That's basically
That's
the only thing he does.
Yeah.
But Udoka, in-game adjustments have been critical in this series already. And it was critical last night in the second half. Got to give Udoka a ton of credit here because he's taking advantage. Again, a guy that showed himself to be pretty good over a 50-game sample, not a lot. Not a big sample to really judge a guy. But so far in the series, it's been very impressive through 2 games coaching-wise.
Remember, this series is stretched out. The first 10 days You know, we're only getting, what, 5 games in 10 days, I believe we're getting on this? What is all?
4.
Well, no, what is it? Because this was game 2 after 3
days.
Yeah,
and then game 3 is on Saturday. It's going to be 4 and 10.
Is it 4 and 10?
Yeah.
I thought from the 7 to the 7. Well, I don't know. Maybe I got the dates wrong. Anyway, it's stretched out. That's for sure. But then the Celtics up 2 games to nothing. Then, I'll tell you what series isn't going to last long. Sixers and Raptors. Boy, was I wrong about this one. The Sixers rally from a 17-point deficit. The second straight rally from a 17-point deficit in the same night in the NBA. Joel Embiid, 33-13, including the game winner in overtime. A catch-and-shoot three-pointer that hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Harden, 19-10. Tobias Harris, 11 points, 12 rebounds. For the Raptors in defeat, Ananobi, 26. Trent Jr., 24. Precious Achiuwa, 20. Philadelphia never held a lead in regulation. That's amazing. Finally getting a 99-97 edge on Tyrese Maxey shot with 3:27 left in overtime. Scotty Barnes sat for the second straight game because of the sprained left ankle that had knocked him out of game 1. Nick Nurse saying Barnes is making progress, could return Saturday for game 4, but here's the deal. It's 3-0. All-time record for teams down 0-3 in an NBA best-of-7 playoff series. 0-143.
I'd say 0-144 after this one, Gil.
I believe you're correct.
And even more so than the Barnes injury last night, Pascal Siakam no-showing again has been the biggest story for Toronto in this series, even more so to me than Barnes. If Siakam plays well last night, that game never gets close and Toronto wins. Siakam was bad. The Sixers, down the stretch, Harden fouls out of that game.
He did.
Late in the game. They don't have him in overtime.
By the way, that goaltend, do you think that was a goaltend?
I thought the goaltend was right.
I did.
Yes, it was really close.
So right before Harden fouled out.
Yeah, I thought the goaltend was right. Harden did get away with a massive push-off up before that.
He
but that,
does.
Of course, he's going to get away with that.
The goaltend was shaky to me. But that was the difference, right? Harden with a lazy looping layup that Ananobi came from out of nowhere.
Or Achiuwa could make one free throw and Toronto wins.
Or Achiuwa could make one free throw. That's right. That was the other thing. He missed two. Missed two down the stretch there. That would have been the complete difference that swung it over into Philly's favor. We'll talk about today's games. Another triple header. And oh, by the way, the Bucks and the Bulls, because another injury threatens to loom over an entire NBA playoff series. And those NFL draft ads. Next, right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada, whatever your sport, whatever your betting style. You're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciated. A lot of response, Jeff, to our segment on Woj yesterday. By the way, today with a crack, one of the things I want to bring up is the American Gaming Association had some things to say 3 days ago. It's one thing to go after a mainstream dude like Woj. The American Gaming Association, my goodness. talk about that coming up later on the show as well. Temporary Suns fan. Gil, it's looking like the Bulls-Bucks series is what we thought the Raptors-Sixers was going to be. Hey, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're 100% right, Temporary Suns fan. I love that handle. We'll get to that here momentarily. We have this one also. I want to read this. This is from Mike Zhang about yesterday's segment about the Facing Nolan doc. He said, already purchased tickets to Facing Nolan on May 24th. Thank you to Gil for the family outing suggestion. Wife has a ball signed by Nolan Ryan. My oldest daughter plays tennis, or baseball, rather, and I get to support the dude that introduced us to Todd Wishnev. There you go. Eric Biggio over there at William Hill. He said, thanks for the shout-out on the Major League Baseball regular season win totals we're booking throughout the season at William Hill Caesars. Starting this weekend, we'll start taking the win totals down on a daily basis and readjust nightly or at the end of three-game series. Should be fun. There you go. Nice job out of William Hill. Listen, we like to we give credit where credit is due. Good job on them, and they will take a bet, that's for sure. Jay Wright, before we get back to basketball and the NFL draft, Jay Wright retired yesterday. Out of nowhere, 60-year-old coach, head coach, of course, of the Villanova Wildcats, who had been to four Final Fours and won two national titles. He leaves with what was sure to be a top 20 team next year, and just considered, period, as one of the great coaches, if not the best coach in all of college basketball at the age of 60. He said he and his wife have been talking about it, and in contrast to Coach Krzyzewski's season-long farewell tour, Jay Wright just said, deuces, I'm out, retiring, off into the sunset at the age of 60, and good for him at the young age of 60 to be able to do whatever he wants.
What a coach. What a coach, Gil. And for a program, and it's funny for Jay Wright too, Gil, where remember when Villanova, when the Big East dissolved in the way that we knew it. Obviously, it still existed. Obviously, Syracuse leaving, UConn leaving, and then obviously back now. And when Louisville left,
it was Requiem like, for the Big East.
Right. It was the Big East looked like, all right, are they really still a Power Five quality conference? Villanova and Jay Wright proved that it still is, winning those two titles in 3 years. Getting one seeds and two seeds in most tournaments over the last decade. And it's funny for a guy who, for some, couldn't win the big game, ends up winning two titles, yeah, getting to the Final Four, and Gil leaving at the height of his powers. I thought he was the best coach in college basketball at this point, and now that question is pretty wide open, even though I would say a guy in Houston, Mr. Sampson, might have some words on that, Gil.
Jay Wright, Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer, two-time champ, as we said, is still the greatest reaction to ever winning a college basketball championship when Chris Jenkins hit that shot, and he just straight-faced, didn't even move. He's like, there's my championship. So good on Jay Wright. What, you know, one does wonder, right, because lots of things are in the mix. I'm sure he and his wife talked about these things. We'll never know, necessarily. But one does wonder how much of this was, yeah, not only that, you know, I'm still young, 60, I've done all I can do, but how much of the thinking was also, well, there's NIL now, and there's transfer portal. As you pointed out, he's done okay with the transfer portal, but you do wonder if a school, you know, a small Catholic school like Villanova would be hindered by these developments over the long term as well. And those would be valid concerns.
It'll be interesting to see, especially this comes on a day where Oscar Tshiebwe decides to return to Kentucky, and the reports are that he's going to make about $2 million in NIL this year. So the NIL part is the interesting one to me. I don't think the transfer portal would bother Jay Wright at all. And quite frankly, I don't think NIL will, but it's something to at least keep in mind, especially when you see, let's face it, Gil, three Hall of Fame coaches in the last 2 years retired. Roy Williams, mm-hmm. Coach K, and mm-hmm. now Jay Wright.
Coincidence? I think not. Back to the tweet about the Bucks-Bulls series being what we thought the Sixers-Raptors series would be. I wholeheartedly agree. Now, the Scotty Barnes thing did throw a monkey wrench into it to some degree of the Sixers-Raptors. But yeah, you're right. The Bucks lose last night, 114-110 to the Bulls. Remember, the Bucks needed a comeback. Remember, they were down late in the third quarter to the Bulls by 5 or 6 in game one before they erased that and sort of grinded their way to a victory in game one. But the Bulls get it done here, 114-110. DeMar DeRozan with a career playoff high 41. And now on the heels of the Luka injury, we'll see if Luka comes back for game 3 or 4 in the Dallas-Utah series. On the heels of the Devin Booker hamstring issue with Phoenix, Devin Booker expected to miss at least games 3 and 4 of the Suns series with the Pelicans. That series knotted up at 1 apiece. Now the Bucks look up and down their bench and they're like, oh no. First of all, Bobby Portis left the game with a right eye abrasion after the first quarter. And then Chris Middleton, Robin to Giannis's Batman, he exited with a sore left knee after slipping midway through the fourth quarter. Now being called by his head coach, Coach Bud. I believe he's Coach Bud. I know he has a name. Mike Budenholzer. Budenholzer? How do we pronounce it? MCL sprain. That's a legit MCL sprain. That's what Durant had. 5 weeks. He only came back 5 weeks ago, KD, from a sprain of the MCL. Well, that's what Chris Middleton has now. So that's potentially monstrous. Giannis, by the way, yesterday in defeat, 33 points, 18 boards, 9 assists, 1 assist short of a triple-double. He led the way, but here was the deal. Here was the whole game. Is at the end of the third quarter, the Bucks go on this 15-2 run to cut the Bulls' lead to 3. Late in the third period, and you're like, oh, well, the inevitable Bucks comeback. The Bulls will die a slow death like they did in game 1. Nope. Bulls came right back, responded with 13 straight points, never trailed after that. Stayed ahead the rest of the way. It got a little dicey at the end, but not like super-duper dicey. Yes, sir.
Well, it got to 3, and then the big possession with the multiple offensive rebounds.
Yes.
Put the game on ice.
Yes.
Where Caruso made the big play on the first offensive
rebound. But they had the ball up.
Three. Right, was, right. Yeah. But, again, if Milwaukee clears,
that's right.
You never know.
Yeah. But the Bulls hang on. I mean, it's 1-1, and now the Bucks have injury problems. Listen, the irony of this, I don't know if irony is the right word, but here's the whole thing. Again, yesterday we went through, remember how last season's playoffs, remember 2019, it was the KD and Clay injuries that torpedoed the Warriors. Skip the bubble year. Last year, it was a slew of injuries in the NBA playoffs. LeBron, AD, was it Jamal Murray and Jaylen Brown weren't even in the postseason? We went through the whole list of them yesterday, but the winners of the war of attrition last year were the Bucks and the Suns, and that went a long way. I'm not saying that was the only reason why they got to the NBA Finals, but you have to sort of acknowledge that that went a long way towards that, as other teams were hamstrung, no pun intended, in many cases. And this year, what's happening now? Now you have a Devin Booker injury. Now you have a Chris Middleton injury, and you're like, you don't like to see this with any team. I'm not saying this with any glee, but it's sort of like the injury luck, if you will, has sort of run out, and the worm has turned on that. So Bulls now tie up that series 1 game apiece. So what you have in the Western Conference, all of the series are tied at 1 apiece except for the Warriors-Nuggets. We'll get to the games here momentarily tonight. And in the Eastern Conference, they're all goose-egged except for the Bulls and the Bucks at 1-1. Sixers 3-0 over the Raptors. The other two, 2-0. Do you think that the Bulls have a legitimate shot? Do you think the Pelicans or the Bulls, both or neither, have a legit shot at winning their respective series?
I think New Orleans absolutely has a chance. Absolutely has a chance because the talent is there as a whole. The talent is there with New Orleans. And New Orleans, Gil, if it wasn't for that just comically awful start for the Pelicans probably end up as one of the top 6 teams in the West, as opposed to having to go through the play-in scenario and getting to the postseason. I just think Giannis in the end is going to be too much for Chicago. But this series, all those Bucks minus 2.5 bets that looked awesome. Oof. Especially if you got plus money.
Good point.
That CLV going to be useless for you in the
end. You bet it when the juice was low on that, for sure. But you're right, even that CLV doesn't look like it's going to come home. Tonight, triple header again. Grizzlies, Timberwolves knotted up at 1 apiece. Mavs, Jazz knotted up at 1 apiece. And the Nuggets trying to get off the schneid down 2-0 to the Warriors. We'll see if we have any plays on that. I do have one tennis pick because the other two have already started right before the show. We do have one tennis pick coming up. On the clay in Stuttgart in Germany. We'll get to that as well. And those NFL draft props. All of that in the next segment. Coming right back after the break here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is all in for the draft next week in fabulous Las Vegas. We got a special draft preview show this Sunday at 6 p.m., though. Tim Murray and Sean King will break down all of the first-round prospects and props. Expert guests include legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger, former NFL GM Michael Lombardi, and former NFL lineman and TV host Mike Golic and his son, Mike Golic Jr. VSiN's draft preview special this Sunday, 6 p.m., exclusively on VSiN. And don't forget, while you're at it, download the NFL Draft Betting Guide featuring best bets, mock drafts, and everything you need to score big this draft season. Download it today for just $10. Go to VSiN.com/draft for more information. Beating the Book NFL Draft Special, the podcast version, Drew Dinsick. Hopefully Matt Brown and me this Monday. Looking forward to that as well. We'll get to my draft props here momentarily. A couple other things. One, first of all, just a brief aside. Did you see the Oakland A's attendance last night?
It was you, me. It was basically you and me and a couple of friends, right, Gil?
Two nights ago, 3,748. 3,748 people at Rings Central Coliseum. Keep in mind, that's the announced attendance. Last night, 2,705. Kind of expected, though, for a franchise that has done everything to alienate their fan base by getting rid of players, by flirting with Las Vegas. By the way, I had no idea it was called Rings Central Coliseum.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah. And as remember, over the past four seasons, the A's are 316 and 230. It's a 579 winning percentage. They've made it to the playoffs three times. It's not like they don't perform, but fans are like, yeah, it's enough. Oakland A's, the last team left in Oakland. Raiders gone. Warriors across the bay. We'll see how long the A's are there. 2,705. That was like that USFL game the other night. Couldn't have been 200 people there. Couldn't have been.
There's no way it was even 200.
Yeah, I know. That was
on the Monday night one.
No way. No way it was 200. I think you're right. Here were my tennis picks this morning. Bianca Andreescu as a big dog against Aryna Sabalenka. Bianca Andreescu, it started before the show, so we don't give them out if they start before the show. But someone said, hey, let us know if it's live. Andreescu dropped the first set. She ends up looking good here in the second set, so she's a game away from knotting it up at a set apiece. So we'll see how that goes. Again, Andreescu, a big plus 185 dog in that. The ones that we thought we were going to get on before the show, one of them started right as we were getting on air, and we couldn't get to it, which was Ludmila Samsonova, minus 104 over Karolina Pliskova. As I look at that number right now, Samsonova wins the first set. So no in-game opportunity necessarily there. What has not started yet is a little later in the day, Ekaterina Alexandrova, plus 173 over the not-quite-in-form Anett Kontaveit. So hopefully this is one heck of a tennis morning. We'll see so far. We go to the third set rubber match, if you will, in the Andreescu match. Samsonova up a set. We'll see how Alexandrova does a little later. I already have made a play tomorrow, by the way. I just want to point this out to people. I am fading Novak Djokovic tomorrow. I've already made a bet on Miomir Kecmanovic at plus 135. So, well, let's throw that into the mix. So we have actually two that you could still make before the matches start. One is today, Ekaterina Alexandrova. Tomorrow, Miomir Kecmanovic. All of these dogs, with the exception of Samsonova, who was minus 104, who was not quite in plus money, but also technically a dog, I should say. Okay, NFL draft props. Did I forget anything? Oh, yeah, the NBA games tonight. Do you have any plays on these? Before we get to the NFL draft props that I added, let's just go through them real quick on the spreads. Grizzlies and Timberwolves, game three, series knotted up at one apiece. The Grizzlies, 1.5-point road favorites. T-Wolves took the first. Grizzlies housed them in the second. I couldn't have been more wrong about that second game. Mavericks Jazz game three, no Luka tonight. That series knotted up at one apiece as we go back to Utah. Jazz favored by 6.5. And then the Warriors and the Nuggets. Warriors 1.5-point favorites on the road, up 2-0. Do you like any of those? I do not.
I definitely don't like the Warriors and Nuggets game because, again, if Denver's going to win a game, it's probably going to be tonight. Grizzlies, T-Wolves, I have no idea.
None.
Because
none.
If Minnesota's going to play like they did 2 days ago, they're going to get run out again, even though the game's at home.
And I like the Jazz, but they're laying too many.
I'm a little bit surprised that that number actually didn't come in a little higher because you're seeing 4-point, 5-point differences based on the home court, and I understand the urgency for some of these teams down 0-2 is a little bit different. It's going to impact the number. But I kind of expected Utah to be 8. So I guess that technically would mean that I like Utah, but I'm not laying points with the Jazz.
No. And again, you know, on primetime last night, which I don't know if you know, they do it with Matt Brown and Kelly Biddle. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I bet the Celtics in game first half. They bet the Celtics in game plus a lot of points for the full game. That's kind of the way to bet a lot of these. And once, by the way, once again, I'll say it again. Once the Celtics were only down 10 at the half, you knew something might have been afoot. Too much pressure on KD and Kyrie to carry the load. But they brought the pressure on themselves. Should be fun tonight again. Another triple header in the NBA. All right, those NFL draft props. Let's roll them here. Two graphics now. Oh, every day. And again, this is my assessment as I'm betting. I can think of no better way to have my betting dollar function right now, a week out of the NFL draft, than to have as much into the NFL draft as possible. And that's while saying that, listen, we've had nothing but success in NFL drafts. This could be the most vague of all of them. We'll see. But I still feel it's the best dollar spent betting. So again, just to review some of the ones that we've already talked about. First one I made was first cornerback drafted Derek Stingley at plus 280. That was over at William Hill. Give Matt Brown all the credit for that one. He was the first one to bring that up on primetime. Here are the others, though, that I've made since. And remember, I'll say this once a show, all the way up to the draft. My North Star, again, is the Daniel Jeremiah comment of, look at all these middling wide receiver salaries. Look at the, now I'm riffing on it. Look at the Deebo Samuel demands to be traded. Teams in a passing league more than ever before will want to control wide receivers on a rookie contract. Let's go back to the first graphic. Here we go. Can we go back to the first graphic, guys? Let's do these in order. So after the Derek Stingley to be the first cornerback drafted, I went over quarterbacks over 3, minus 115 at stations. That, if I push that, I will not be surprised. Over quarterbacks drafted in the first round, over 3, minus 115. Got that at stations. By the way, good on stations. They'll take a bet. William Hill will take a bet on these. Stations will take a bet on this. And when I say take a bet, I'm talking about they'll take a dime on these, at least. I didn't push for more. But they'll take a dime on all these. Quarterbacks drafted in the first round, over 3. I think that's a push at worst for me. I think 4 is more likely than 2. Let's put it that way. And then here's the wide receivers one. This was at stations as well. Wide receivers drafted in the first round, over 6. I got it plus 140 over there at stations. Not sure what that number, what the price is on that right now. But I took the over 6, again, figuring a push at worst. I could easily see 7 wide receivers going in the first round. Then I took the total number of safeties in the first round, under 1.5 at plus 188. That was at Boyd. Now, Boyd does limit you. You don't get really big bets over at Boyd. But I did take what I could get at total number of safeties in the first round, under 1.5, plus 188. Graphic number 2 now. And you'll see the ones I've added here. Also at Boyd, I took the draft position of Derek Stingley under 11.5, draft position of Ahmad Gardner under 7.5. Both at minus 110 and minus 130, respectively. And then these are the ones I've added. Going to draft positions. These were all at William Hill. The draft position on Ike Ekwonu, over 3.5, minus 130. By over 3.5, what it means is he just can't get drafted 1, 2, or 3, and I will win that bet. I'm counting on the Texans trading that pick at 3. I see no reason why the Houston Texans, with all of their needs, would use that pick at 3, and I don't think anybody's trading up to draft a lineman. So I went over 3.5 on Ike Ekwonu at over 3.5, minus 130 at William Hill. The draft position on George Karlaftis, over 18.5, I laid minus 170 on that. I don't think he's going to get drafted anywhere close to the first 18 picks. And by the way, for those who are like, ooh, Gil, minus 170, and the next one I see minus 175. This is the difference between the draft and like any night in, say, Major League Baseball. On the draft, I am perfectly willing to lay the wood like this. By the way, minus 170 and minus 175, because not only with Karlaftis over 18.5 minus 170, but you'll see the last one I added, Garrett Wilson, the wideout from Ohio State, I went under 10.5 at minus 165, by the way, that should be. Minus 165 I ended up there. I messed that up. That's my fault, Jeff. Minus 165 on Garrett Wilson. But if you're one, you know, minus 170, minus 165, I don't feel comfortable laying that kind of juice. I would say the NFL draft, maybe more than any other betting vehicle all year long, is where you should feel very comfortable laying that kind of juice, as opposed to, say, I don't know, pick a baseball team on any given night as a minus 175 favorite where the pitcher could just have a bad night. I think this is a great time to lay the wood when your conviction or when your intel tells you to do so. So those are the ones I added again. Ike Ekwonu, over 3.5. Position, draft position, George Karlaftis, over 18.5. And Garrett Wilson, under 10.5, meaning he will be a top 10 pick. 9 in pocket. I'm sure there'll be more. I shouldn't say I'm sure. But every time I say that I'm sure there won't be any more, then I come back the next day and I have more. So we'll see. Will Hill's got some draft bets. He's got some thoughts on baseball and the NBA as well. He's next, right here in a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
If you thought there was a sports...
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Discover BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today and win $200 if you place a $10 wager on any NBA playoff game and either team hits a three-pointer, regardless of your bet's outcome. Simply use bonus code VSIN200 when you place your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the playoffs more than ever with BetMGM. Proud sponsors of this show. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued, as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. Skill Alexander, one clarification. So when I made the Kecmanovic bet last night, I bet all these overnights, right? The expectation was that that match was going to be today in Belgrade in Serbia. And then as they put out the schedule, that match was like shifted to tomorrow.
Well, both matches were shifted to tomorrow.
Which both? Both.
The other match in Serbia.
In Serbia, right.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Karen Khachanov, yeah.
Yeah, his match also got pushed.
So now, and we just got tweets, that the Kecmanovic bet has already begun. So literally this, you saw it scheduled for tomorrow too, which threw me off, and we have reports that some books have been thrown off by this, and let's leave it at that. Okay? Let's leave it at that. You can read between the lines on that. So we have three bets going on right now at the same time. Andreescu at plus 185, Samsonova at minus 104, and Kecmanovic at plus 135. The only one now that has not started is the Alexandrova match at plus 173. This could turn out to be one of those days, Jeff, where I'm like, my goodness, the ones I passed on earlier this morning, too, Taro Daniel being one of them, which was already a winner, and Ote, which was already a winner. This could be one of those where you're going to hate yourself for not playing deeper into tennis. Well, we'll see. We'll see how these all turn out moving forward. Okay. Kecmanovic up a break, by the way, in the first set. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the host of the wildly popular New York City cast right here, wherever podcasts are distributed. It's William Hill. Not the Will Hill, but Will Hill. How you doing, Will?
I'm good. I am officially the owner of a Kecmanovic ticket now, as you were buying some time for me. I'm in. I'm part of the team. Let's go.
Miomir Kecmanovic has been playing spectacularly, and here's the deal with a guy of Djokovic's age. I don't know that you can stay away from a game that requires so much mental and specifically physical skill for as long as he has and expect to ramp up that quickly, if at all. That's why, like, the whole thing about players being kept out from Russia and Belarus at Wimbledon, which we can talk about the ridiculous politics of that, where individual athletes are being penalized for that. But with Medvedev being removed from the men's side and Andrei Rublev, everybody's like, oh, well, it's Djokovic's event to win. I'm not so sure, man. I'm not so sure at his age. We'll see.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed with the tennis, the crowds are just being so much rowdier with the legalization of gambling. It's really gotten out of control. It makes the tennis hard to watch.
That's awesome. William Hill, ladies and gentlemen, loyal viewer of the show. We have a lot to talk to you about. One, let's get baseball out of the way first. You have any baseball plays today?
Only one. I laid it with the Blue Jays. I think it's minus 110 or so. Gausman versus Houck. I think better pitcher, better lineup. So I laid it here with Toronto.
Okay. On the Jays. How about the NBA tonight? Triple header. Do you like any of these either on the side or total?
I'm a little spooked by the NBA right now. I mean, couple of nights, we might have the Suns going down. We might have the Bucks going down. Some of these bridge jumper bets. Oh, man, these series prices. Some of these people that lay, $12 on a series. I don't know. I would think the Bucks get home in that series, and I would think the Suns do, but, man, I am not too sure. As far as tonight, another one I'm not too sure about, but I did lay it with Utah. Famous last words. I just think Dallas, they're playing five or six guys. I actually think Kidd did a really good job the other night, treating that like a game seven, playing some of those guys. Brunson played like 41 minutes. I just think at some point they're going to run out of steam. I think Utah has a good chance to run them out of the building tonight. And, keep this in mind for live betting. If Dallas gets behind, they might just wave the white flag and say, you know what? You can't play these guys 40 plus minutes every night. Let's live to fight another day. Maybe Luka's coming back in game four. So I did lay it with Utah, and I hate to admit it, I took a little nibble of Utah. I found an 18-1 to win the West just with Booker going down.
Stop it.
I know.
Stop it.
I know. It's a confession. It's a confession, not a recommendation.
Will, you already did the Lakers thing. Now you're doing the Jazz thing. Yes. What are we doing, Will? We love you, man. By the way, you're not the only one that was saying this about the Jazz. I'm getting more than one tweet, pro-Jazz tweets, Action Albatross. He said, Luka being questionable, in quotes, and saying he's feeling good after ramping up workouts is what's suppressing the Jazz line tonight. This is from Master of Puppets. He's like, highly unlikely the Mavs make 22 threes and only turn it over three times. Highly unlikely that happens again. Lots of regression tonight for Dallas tonight. Jazz by double digits. So you are not alone in the Jazz love tonight. I will say this. If I'm the Mavericks, the fact that the Mavericks won game two, I honestly, there's no incentive for me to play Luka tonight. Like, game three should be off the table. Game three should be completely off the table. And if they lose tonight, then consider it for game four. That injury is way too dicey, even if you're putting him in game four, let alone game three. Like, stop it with the game three. He's not playing tonight.
Yeah, and I know some people say, the way he plays slow, he's physical, he can get through it. I have a hard time seeing it. I think Utah rolls tonight, and I think the series comes down to game four. If Utah can beat him again in game four, they'll probably move on. And who knows, maybe they'll play the Pelicans and they can find themselves in a conference finals. It's not insane. It's not likely, but it's really not insane.
Yeah, the Pelicans, man, they're a good basketball team. And doing this without Zion, when they could be a serious team next year for sure. The whole thing with Luka triggered this about Ben Simmons, because we haven't brought up Ben Simmons. That's the other thing about going back to the Nets and the Celtics. Celtics up 2-0, as we talked about in segment one of the show. But this whole notion of Ben Simmons could be back for game four. And, like, my thing is, you do not need to put Ben Simmons in the mix in this series. Like, this whole notion, this whole thing, like, well, Gil, they're not asking him to score. They're asking him to give, like, 10 or 15 minutes of his outstanding defense on Jason Tatum or whoever, and like that can only help a Nets team that sucks on defense. In theory, that sounds good, but like you can't get into basketball shape in a drop of a dime, in a blink. So like inserting him even seems ridiculous to me. As great as he is on defense and as bad as the Nets are on defense, like I don't even buy that.
Would he be the first guy ever, I don't know how we look this up, to make his team debut in the postseason? I can't think of anyone ever making their team, like, getting traded, not playing until the playoffs. That'd be very strange.
Getting traded and playing your first game, you're probably right. I'm sure there was an example of somebody who showed up for the postseason. I could be wrong about that. But, yeah, getting traded and showing, that's very odd thing. Like, hey, look, we have this all-star player playing for us. I just don't buy into that as well. So the Jazz are the one tonight for you think?
And I laid it with Golden State. Just think that's a brutal matchup for Denver. Golden State, your favorite now to win it all, I think, in most books.
Let's go, baby.
That's right. Yeah, Denver, they foul a lot. They turn it over. That's a brutal roster outside of Jokic with Cousins and Forbes. I mean, it's a lot of duct tape outside of Jokic. And count me out of all this revisiting the MVP. We're going to slander Jokic now because his team stinks and Embiid's the real MVP.
Yeah, I have a Sixers.
It's brutal. It's awful.
I have this Sixers fan on Twitter who's like, oh, you still think Jokic is the MVP, Gil? I'm like, you do realize this doesn't count for the playoffs, right? I love when people schmack talk and have no idea what they're talking about. The Warriors, I got them. This is a great lesson for like the futures markets. I got the Warriors early in the season at +550 when they were neck and neck with the Suns. They went like way longer than that in the interim, you know, came all the way back down. And only now is my ticket at +550 like better than the market. So it just shows you like there's no extra points for being a hero and getting any of these earlier. There are points during a season where you can just absolutely maximize the odds on these things. And now, as you say, the Warriors in some spots, in most spots maybe, the short shot to win it all. There's nothing more beautiful than Warriors basketball. Nothing.
They're going to have to get through Utah to get to the finals, but I think, you know, they're alive. They're getting healthy at the right time.
Got to get through the Lakers, Will. Then they got to get through the Jazz. In that order, I'm told.
And boy, that Caruso guy, he could help out the Lakers, huh? He was dominant the last couple games on defense. He's hitting shots. If you're the Lakers, you got to watch that guy in the playoffs. It's got to make you sick. How do you let that guy get away?
This is the whole reason I had Preston on this week. Was obviously, I wanted to talk to him about, Crawley Town. But like what triggered Preston in my mind is I was watching Caruso, I was like, how did they let him walk? And I like went to the internet and I went to Twitter and Preston's like, could you imagine letting this guy walk? I'm like, I gotta call Preston, get him on. It's incredible. It's incredible that they let him walk. It's unbelievable. Real quick, we only have a minute. Your favorite NFL draft bets that you have in pocket.
Boy, I don't have as many as usual. A lot of these places aren't posting them. I think you made the point, multiple picks throw a wrench into it. I did play Cross under 7.5. Seems like he's in play with the Giants at either 5 or 7. Stingley under 12.5. I think that's moved to 11.5. I don't have as many as usual.
No, it's interesting. Well, I said that too, and I'm like, hey, look, I could actually lose this draft, which we not only win during the draft, usually crush the draft.
Yes.
But like this one's a little different. And then like every day I come in here, I got, oh, Jeff, by the way, I got another couple draft bets that I made. So I can't resist. I still think that it's still, along with tennis, it's still the best betting dollar you can have. I really do. We'll see.
Let's go Kecmanovic.
Let's go, Miomir Kecmanovic. Let's go, Bianca Andreescu. Let's go, Lyudmila Samsonova. And let's go, Ekaterina Alexandrova. There, I got through all four of them. All right, Will. Appreciate it as always, man. Good job.
See you guys.
Good job on the podcast as always. The New York City Cast. Follow Will on Twitter at notthe, with two E's, Will Hill. Unscripted with the Crack Man next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.